So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. When Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios, powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time, and I guess the biggest talker of the weekend, we'll get to it, the dad giving up the ball. I still can't believe he did it with a hectoring Elizabeth Warren. Mike Opelka on his daily feed put up all these women that resemble that woman. And apparently, a woman was attacked on social media. She says, "Let me alone, I'm a Red Sox fan." But that woman was pretty thin. How does she do that? Should the dad have given up the ball? No way, I think, is the overwhelming. We'll play you the interview with his son and the dad. But crime on my mind. President Trump didn't see this initially on Twitter. It is a firestorm because as we speak, most of the so-called major media will not show compelling footage of this maniac in Charlotte on light rail. Think of the things this brings together. A guy who's been arrested and out at least 14 times. Compelling footage of this guy just sitting behind an innocent woman. Oh, wait a minute. Compelling from Ukraine, where she fled to come here to be safe. Democrats always on board with Ukraine. And he attacks and stabs her to death right there on the train in plain view. Public transit, too. Something else Democrats always are preaching to us about. Why did they not cover it? Well, you guessed it. The racial dynamic is not correct. She's a blonde Ukrainian woman. He appears to be African-American. 14 times. The mayor of Charlotte said that she is very much in favor of the media outlets who didn't show this disturbing act. Now, that's not where we're going to get away with this, Mayor, because we are going to show at youtube.com/1210 the footage of this. Henry, I'm not sure if there's any sound with it. Is it just footage of the attack? Cut 14. We can play that as we talk about what the president said today. The attack on this Irina Zaratustra is, as I said, for those reasons, compelling. Mass transit in front of everybody. Innocent woman stabbed to death from behind. In Philadelphia, we had an assassination on the street corner at about 5:30 in the afternoon Saturday at 12th and Chestnut. Yeah, right there in the heart of downtown. Woman down, guy puts a gun to her head, kills her right there in plain view. Take that of everything. Does the mayor or Krasner or somebody say, yeah, you know, all murder? But this is just the old West. You're executing someone at 12th and Chestnut. Now, I would tell you, Chestnut Street has gone downhill incredibly. I mean, I was just there recently, had a walk. It was hard to park where, so I just walked from the station and back. Really bad. You can just see how decrepit it is. So you can see that footage, youtube.com/1210, of what happened in this attack. Now, this is cut 25. Here's what President Trump said about it today at the prayer breakfast.
I just give my love and hope to the family of the young woman who was stabbed this morning or last night in Charlotte by a madman, a lunatic, just got up and started. It's right on the tape. Not really watchable because it's so horrible, but just viciously stabbed. She's just sitting there. So they're evil people. We have to be able to handle that. If we don't handle that, we don't have a country.
Yeah, so it wasn't last night. I mean, President bit off on that, said this happened much earlier in August. And the media just didn't want to go with it. If this isn't compelling, then I don't know what is. Compelling that it highlights, here we go again, a guy out 14 times. You're taking the Democrats' advice. You're using light rail, mass transit. Now, it underlines what you could be getting into with mass transit in a big city. It underlines progressive politics, letting a guy like this menace out there. It underlines that the media doesn't want to cover it if the racial dynamic doesn't fit what they like. And it indicates something positive, that talk radio, conservative influencers, Fox News and others are going to play these things. Wall Street Journal didn't even cover it. If you're in the media, if you're in news and you don't see this as compelling that you must cover it, have commentator, maybe have a guest on it, get to the bottom, get commentary from the mayor, then you're just in the cover-up business. You don't get why this enrages people. And this assassination at 12th and Chestnut is just another example of something that is hard to believe that there's not more outrage, more Steve Keeley, of course, had it first over at Fox. He always will. All right, phone lines today are 855-839-1210. This is cut 7, Henry. Now, the Wall Street Journal is the one that got to the bottom of where we might see RFK Jr. go this week, because autism is the big enchilada, and why one out of 32, I think that stat is recognized by everybody, kids have autism. You know, one major theory that I subscribe to, a lot of it could be, we have the spectrum. If there's doubt, we diagnose it as autism today. We didn't used to do that. That does explain, I think, a good bit of this. But there could be other things. And I'm glad he's probably starting with the Tylenol part of this. Then here's Victor Gupta. Now, he's not saying Tylenol does this if a woman's pregnant. He said more needs to be done. But he's talking about there is an association here, and they did find, in this cut I'll play you, that if there were substantial amounts in what he calls, I think, the cord blood, okay, of the child, of the active ingredients of Tylenol, then yes, there was a higher incidence of autism. Now, if this bears out that at least this is plausible, I don't think this is wild-eyed. I'll tell you when I think it's wild-eyed. I'm not, this important stuff. Any number of these guys, I think, are crackpots. But I think this part of it is being handled substantially well. Here's what Dr. Gupta of CNN says.
Use it in the most prudent way, Jake.
Yeah, I mean, I find it so confounding because, I mean, women who are pregnant have pain and they take pain relievers quite often. 2024, pregnant women are told Tylenol is a way safer pain reliever than Advil or ibuprofen during pregnancy. And you say 45 to 60% of pregnant women have used Tylenol. I don't want to be flip about this, but I mean, they also drank water while they were taking the Tylenol. I mean, it's just, it's so omnipresent in terms of how many pregnant women take this. If Tylenol caused autism, there would be so many more autistic kids right now than there are.
All right,
so
hold it there, Henry. Let me go to 23 now. I think Gupta answers it better. He's on with a couple of other reporters here, and he answers what is an association with this that needs to be looked at versus cause and effect. Here's Gupta.
The potential link between Tylenol and autism apparently is not a new theory. What more can you tell us about this?
Right. Yeah, so first of all, we're talking about a potential association, not a cause and effect. I'm going to say that now, and then I'll explain that a little bit more later. But yeah, this is something that's been looked at for close to a decade now. All sorts of studies looking at possible exposures to Tylenol in pregnant women and the increased risk of autism. Some studies, early studies, showed really no association. Other studies showed a probable or possible association. Again, association, not cause and effect. Back in 2019, there was a study that came out of Johns Hopkins that said, hey, this is a hard study to do, so let's look at cord blood, because women may not always remember if they took Tylenol or how much Tylenol they took or when they took it. So let's look at cord blood and measure how much Tylenol is actually in the cord blood as sort of a way of figuring out how much exposure these babies had. And they did find in that study, again about 6 years ago, that the highest levels of acetaminophen or Tylenol exposure were associated with an increased likelihood of developing autism. So that was a study that I think a lot of people paid attention to. And then just last month, August of this year, there was a large sort of aggregate of studies, 46 studies, looking at over 100,000 people, looking again for any associations here. And 27 of those 46 studies did find a potential association. But again, association versus cause and effect is really important here. I think one of the study authors said, look, we know, for example, in hot weather, people eat more ice cream. In hot weather, violent crime also goes up. That doesn't mean ice cream and violent crime have anything to do with each other. There's not a cause and effect there. So this is going to require digging deeper into this and bigger studies, which may be what we hear later this month coming out of HHS. I will say there is this thing in medicine that we refer to as sort of the paradox of ubiquity. And what that basically means is when something is really commonly used in society, it is hard to figure out if it's associated with something in particular.
All right, fair enough there, Henry. Thank you. So I think that's all reasonable. And this is a reasonable path to go down. I thought I'd ask today, too, and you can hit me on Twitter at DomShow1210. I'll give you some of the people that I trust on this stuff. Now, based on polling, people are trusting RFK Jr. overall on this stuff. I trust Dr. Marty McCarry. You may remember Dr. Marty during COVID, the voice of reason on this. He wasn't an anti-vaxxer overall. He talked about myocarditis. He talked about everything in terms of underlying causes of people dying of COVID, poor health and obesity and things of that nature. It's hard to get Dr. Marty on. I'm going to try again on this stuff. And then he's in a different position now where he's not just his own guy, but he's, you know, has to follow a chain of command on this stuff also. But who is it that you think you rely on? Every public health group has a bit of tarnishment due to the fact that we're seeing more and more of post-COVID difficulties associated with stuff. All right, so phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all I need you to do is push pound 1210. Henry, do you have anybody that's a go-to? You're a young, healthy guy. Is there anybody that's a guy? I gave you Dr. Marty McCarry still, but there are other people we could bring on. What do you say?
What, as for...
Credible.
Credible sources?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Source?
I'd have to brainstorm on this one, to be
honest
with you.
Sure, okay. Well, that's indicative. People used to say the American Medical Society, that's long gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we saw the CDC. We've seen so much post-COVID that it's hard to find somebody who wasn't dinged up by COVID. Dr. Marty, I think, is one. I just told you that the reason why. All right, let me give you the side question today, too. Today is National Star Trek Day. We've never asked this before, so we're looking, boy, and there are a litany. You know, think a little bit outside the box. It's all in the tell when you call in. Hit us with that all-time sci-fi character, all right? So I'm going to take off the board Spock, Terminator, and Frankenstein. I'm just trying to take a few big ones so you don't go, well, that was the biggest one. It's not just the biggest. It's all in your sense of what exemplifies a great sci-fi character. Henry, what's yours?
Well, before I get to mine, when you say Frankenstein, who are you referring to? Are you referring to
the monster.
Dr. Frankenstein
the
monster?
Okay. Yeah, well, Frankenstein's the monster,
Frankenstein's the doctor.
Well, he's also more aptly, I think, when in common parlance, we say Frankenstein, we mean the monster.
But it's wrong. I don't know why it's become a thing.
Yes, that may be more technically accurate.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, so my sci-fi character today, it's got to be the Duke of Arrakis, the Kwisatz Haderach, the Muad'Dib, the Usul, the Mahdi, the Padishah Emperor of the Atreides Empire, the main character of the Dune movies and the first
I figured that's
books,
where you got actually
Paul
wrote down in my notes.
Atreides.
Yeah.
I thought we switched languages on this
all right.
for a second.
By the way,
SAP said
yeah, President Trump spoke today at the Museum of the Bible. I'm not sure if it was the prayer breakfast, what it was. I went with Roe there right before the election. It was only that weekend. If you're in Washington, it's pretty safe around there. Well, don't go too many side streets over. That is unbelievable what they have there. That's where he spoke today. And again, hitting all the right things that Democrats have no answer to. Calling crime evil, calling what we're seeing play out evil, talking about anti-Christian bias. I think he did say it's probably the biggest bias out there. You know, you're going to debate that if you're the Democrat. Go ahead. Let's see you debate it. Okay. We'll get more coming up. 855-839-1210. Of course, Monday is Scott Presler Day. I told you that Newsmax is going forward with the documentary with Scott Presler. It'll air this Sunday, I think, at 9 o'clock. We'll get more details. And we're going to talk with the head of Boys Latin Charter School. How did this charter school have better attendance than they had last year? And better non-tardiness, not being late, than last year with the SEPTA nonsense going on. It's a fascinating school. It's just an example of why the public schools never are going to be able to match something like this. He'll be here at 1 o'clock. All right, phone lines, 855-839-12.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
1210. All right, Dom Giordano's show. I'm not sure, but looking at Fox, Mark Houck may have been there today. If he is, we'll check on that and get him on at this Museum of the Bible. It says President Trump pardoned someone on something. It may have been another activist. I'm not sure. But this was quite another... What are Democrats going to say on this? What are they going to say when Scott Turner, who's been on the show, the head of Housing and Urban Development, says, imagine if you have 1 million people across the country praying very hard every day between now and 250th anniversary of the country for the country. Are they going to say, don't pray? I mean, what's their response to this stuff? Well, their response seems to be, it's not happening. We hate Trump. More people in New York probably booed yesterday, which may be the case at the tennis event. It was interesting to me to see all the celebrities have to walk through the front gate for some reason because of the security. Stiller, Springsteen, they didn't like it. Okay. And it just brings up, you know, the same old thing, just a tennis tournament where there are more boos or more cheers. On Twitter, some of these influencers, they have to tell you there were more cheers. There was a lot of booing. There were people cheering at various points for Trump. It was obvious that there was a mixture, even in New York. Although you could argue the lion's share, you had these people booing. Now, Chicago gearing up, because that is the focus. Picture a place that cannot do anything right, particularly prevent or somehow or another still crime. They are pushing mobile roadblocks using their salt trucks along the three big roads into Chicago, at least three or four of them. So in other words, they're going to try to block ICE coming in by having roving bands of salt trucks see a convoy of ICE coming and meet them at that point and set up a wall, if you will, of salt trucks. If they were half as creative at going after crime, at enforcing the law, maybe Chicago wouldn't need all this stuff. But this just shows you where the creativity comes from. As Scott Jennings has just become a star saying, these are 80-20 issues constantly or more. They're on the wrong side of it. They're going to keep on being on the wrong side of it. And Mondami is going to win. I'm hoping he wins. You know the reason why. They're going to go louder and lefter when he wins. They're going to say that's the message. Virginia has closed. I wouldn't say it's tight yet, but the Republican is maybe 5 or 6 points behind now. But I think Jersey will be a huge story in the mayor's race. And if he wins, that's going to be their takeaway. Now, we told you about this before. We even had it in Reading, Writing, and Reason, but there's an update. So this billionaire female, whose father was a hedge fund person, Jim Simons was his name. Her name is Liz Simons. She is someone who recently donated $250,000 to a super PAC for Mondani. But more than that, she is the architect, along with a couple of other people, of DEI, of woke math. Now, here's an example. Real math would say, here's a problem. A rectangular garden is 12 feet wide and 5 feet long. What is the area and what is the perimeter
of the garden. Standard approach, multiply 12 by 5 to calculate the area, and add 12 and 5 and multiply that sum by 2 to calculate the perimeter. The woke approach, what this woman, now that this is a window into the Mandami mind, this woman who's backing him says, here's the approach that you'll use if you want this money and use innovative math. Encourage students to dig deeper and ask questions like, who owns this land? Is it a community garden? Do all members have access to healthy, fresh food? Lady, that should be healthful. The food's not healthy. Students might still calculate the area and perimeter, but the math lesson becomes a way to discuss food sovereignty, environmental justice, and racial inequities. Now, this is in the New York City schools. It might be in the Philadelphia schools again, because these billionaires are bankrolling this, and their idea is that they are going to backdoor this with their own money, give all the materials and resources needed to teachers. And again, it's the woke math movement. It's DEI. It's equity. It's all those things put together. And it's a tell. New York Post is right. I concur. This is one of the biggest backers of Madani. This is the type of thought process. Now, I don't think this is legal. I think this has been X'd out by executive orders. That doesn't mean they're not going to continue to do it until there's some kind of penalty associated with it. But people in New York have to realize this guy's a socialist. He's trying to be calm now, but you know what he'll do if he gets into office. I don't live in New York. I feel for them, but they brought it on themselves, vast numbers of them, by going down this path. If he wins, that's a big plus for the midterms. Constantly, this will be brought up. By that point in time, by the midterms, we'll see some of the things that go on in New York. And they'll have to defend. They know this. Schumer and Jeffries still haven't endorsed him, even though he's the primary winner. Even though he's the hottest guy out there, even though they're under pressure from the left wing of their party. Now, they're far left, but they don't have a suicide mission here. Bernie Sanders out there. Over the weekend, we have that cut, I think, Henry of Bernie, and his mission in life at this event is that he wants to stop Elon Musk from becoming a trillionaire. Do you happen to see that one, Henry? No?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Yeah, here's Bernie Sanders.
Zoran just talked about children in New York City and in Vermont who are hungry, people who are homeless, and yet the wealthiest 1% have never had it so good. If you can believe it, today you have, and it's important that we feel the outrage of children going hungry, people being homeless, 85 million without health care. And you got one guy, Mr. Musk, whose own wealth is more than the bottom 52% of American households. And you may have seen in the papers, they want to give him a little bonus, another $800-900 billion. We are living in crazy world. Millions of people struggling to put food on the table, and making one guy a trillionaire is insane. Not about it. This country is supposed to be about, and we are not going to allow that to happen.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how they go down that path. So that's the rallying cry. You imagine, though, the people supporting this guy, putting into math again. No. We don't want to okay the area and the perimeter. We just want to know who's planning in that garden. Who owns that garden? What kind of regulations are they following? It's happening. It may be happening. You can let me know if you see it in schools in our area. Might be happening in the Philadelphia public schools. They all agree on this type of stuff. It's one thing in literature and math to do it. It's another. Literature and reading, maybe, things that, okay. In math, though, they hate math for the simple reason there's an answer. No, there's not an answer. That's not what it's about. Okay, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Hit us with that all-time sci-fi character. So over the weekend, you may have been seeing it where I was, people talking about it. The dad in the ball, first of all, he had every right to go over there and get it. There's not a preserve for this Hector and Karen.
Another radio host disagrees with you there.
Who's that?
Let's say initials MM at another station is getting trashed online right now for essentially saying the guy shouldn't
miss. Oh, yeah. Well, he's not a host. Yeah.
Oh, he's not?
No.
Oh, he's not anymore?
Former host.
No. Okay. Yeah, former host. Yeah, and it might be he's just taking that just to do it. Yeah, I mean, the rules are clear on this, and it is for a kid. But we'll play you the interview with the dad who gave the ball back. And it seemed to me people were going after the dad now. He was in a bit of a tough situation there. I'll say that. But he shouldn't have willed it. If he had to get security, call them. If you felt like the woman's going to start, you know, and you don't want to touch her and all that, hands up like this, like you're taking a flop. I was waiting for the dad to flop over the seat.
I'll play devil's advocate, though.
Yeah.
The guy ran, like, over to the opposite section.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
No.
I'm going to agree with Dom on this one.
A
ball comes your way in a stadium.
Yeah.
Your inner outfielder kicks in.
Yeah,
you're going to start roaming over naturally.
Yeah, but if we like analyze it like Zapruder film, the guy didn't really start running till she was like already dropping it, I feel like.
Well, that's too bad.
Like, snatch mine.
You got to catch it.
You got to catch it.
You can't take it off her. But I want to play the dad and the son, even though we got the bat and everything else. The son was pretty upset that they had to give up the ball, and the son's right. Why would the dad have to give up the ball? If you feel threatened because you're on camera and all, I mean, the crowd was on your side. She's giving a finger to kinds of people. And again, if you can tell me who she looks, I think it's Elizabeth Warren. It's Elizabeth Warren without dyeing her hair and younger, but it's an Elizabeth Warren lip. What is it with that haircut? Do they roll these
it's
people
Kate
out?
Kate Gosselin for me.
Kate Gosselin?
Yeah, remember John and Kate
plus
eight. Oh, okay. All right. Man. All right, so 855-839-1210. We'll play you the interview, nice by NBC10, too, getting them, of the dad and the kid. And then people started, well, what was the dad thinking? Look, he was under pressure. 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm missing that. Is that from What, Henry?
Every time I play this movie soundtrack, you ask.
Yes.
It's because you've never seen it, I don't think. It's okay. Back to the Future.
I've seen Back to the Future a lot.
You haven't seen two, is that right?
Yeah, I haven't seen two.
That's what it is.
Oh, okay. I've seen it. I reject it after the first minute. I can't stand it. Yeah. I mean, it's one is a great picture. I put it on the same level as Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Not heavy-duty stuff, but they're brilliant at what they do inside that. Yeah,
totally. Okay.
Yeah, but the two and then the three. Oh, my God. It's worse than... Well,
two's great. Three is...
Yeah, I have to relook at two. I just... I don't know why. I turned against it.
Okay.
Yeah. Pam in Delaware. Hey, Pam. Good afternoon.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Good. I want to talk about the autism and the Tylenol. I don't know if everybody remembers, but about the Tylenol murders, someone putting poison into the Tylenol bottles.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And okay, that was 1982. Okay. Then the doctors and hospitals started giving Tylenol to everyone. That was funny to me at the time because it sounds like a lot of lobbying was going on between Tylenol and the doctors and the hospitals because the murders were just a couple years before that, and they want everybody to start taking Tylenol again. So they were successful and got it into doctors' recommendations, hospital recommendations in 1990. Now, autism.
Thank you. Go somewhere else. All right. I let it go. That's it. That's my response. And if you don't like it, you can go somewhere else, too. That's how I'm going to treat nutbaggery and crack pottery on this show. Stop it already. Henry, you have something?
No.
No, I saw you towards it. Okay. I just wanted to play it out for a second there. You got to stop it, all right? We're in a crisis of credibility here, and I'm on board with what I played you of Gupta and what the Wall Street Journal wrote that I think RFK Jr. is going to talk about this week on the issue of Tylenol and overdoing it or being ubiquitous, even in pregnancy. Could that be something that has helped to fuel what we're seeing with autism? That's fair enough. I'm going to see the studies. We're going to see when he rolls that out. But the idea of vast conspiracies here. Don't take Tylenol then. I don't know Tylenol's market share now versus aspirin, ibuprofen, whatever. I'd have to see that. Okay. But I wanted you to hear that in that there's going to be a lot of that. And conspiracy always sells. It always finds willing people to come up with some grand conspiracy. So I'm supposed to believe now that doctors were in on this. They inundated us with Tylenol. I would say that, you know, the perception that anything doesn't have a side effect is faulty. So even something that appears to be all over the place, maybe we're taking a second look and confirming the idea that, yeah, just about anything can have a downside. So when Kennedy drops this, we're going to be ready with people that, like Dr. Marty McCarry and others, already trying to get him on to talk about this. All right, 855-839-1210. Hit us on the side question also. Now, here is the interview of the dad. And we have a little bit of sound from the woman, too. We may play that at some point. I think you've seen it enough by now. Here is the dad doing the interview. I believe it's NBC 10 with the foul ball here. I'm going to group these, Henry, myself in the future because it's a lot. You put together a lot here. Mm-hmm. So a little bit of heart.
I've got it here.
Yeah. Okay. Here's the dad. And I think they asked the son about how he felt having the ball taken away.
I wasn't very happy that we had to give it to her, but we can't win. She was going to get it anyways.
Sure. Yeah.
She wasn't going to take it, but I decided to give her the ball. I apologize to you, but it was the right thing. We just wanted her to go away.
Yeah.
And it worked out. You got a bat.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Dad, do you have any regrets giving the ball back?
Yeah, like I said, it's, you know, that was what we were there for. We were there to get a home run ball. So I thought I had accomplished this great thing, and putting in his glove meant a lot. And she was just so adamant and loud and yelling and persistent. And I just didn't want to deal with it anymore. You know, there was hundreds of people, you know, just staring. And like I said, she was very, very, very close. And I'm dad of the family, so I didn't want to do something I'd regret. And that was the choice I made, is to just hand the ball back and tell her, go away.
All right. So, again, poor choice. If you feel, but you know, the crowd's on your side. Everything in the world is on your side. What's the fear? Well, the fear is you're going to get into it with this woman, and you're going to somehow or another be embroiled. I don't know what his business is or what he's thinking, but you have everything on your side. There's only one thing you can do if you want to be safe in that. You got to call for security, even if you have to walk away and go get him. Henry, would you agree with that as the solution?
Yes.
Yeah. That's their job. They have to do something. No, Dan, is this woman calling back? Mother of God. No. What don't you understand? I'll be like the dad in this. Go somewhere else with your craziness. Okay. I think that was his recourse there after she kept it up. Plus, he's got the crowd on his side. It's yes. Obvious. Oh, she's totally. Echoing. She's giving the finger back to them. So anybody's not going to be sympathetic to it. You don't want to have to touch her. You don't want to. I get it. You want this all to go away. But your son's there. You've already given him the ball. Does he feel he shouldn't have gone over and gotten it? No, it just seems to be that this woman is so obnoxious, which she is, that he doesn't know what to do.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing scarier than a woman, you know, with the haircut like that, the Karen haircut, the Karen attitude, coming up to you and screaming in your face out of nowhere. I'd rather have been like a 6'8", you know, like Great Khali,
fair point.
The Undertaker type guy, you know, come up and be like, that's my ball, you know, something like that.
Fair
rather
point.
Than just yelling right in my mitt, like, oh my goodness.
So that's why, again,
it's the shock value of
it all. You're in a place, though, where there are people there meant to deal with this.
Yes.
That's what you do. I don't know why that didn't compute in his mind.
Because it happened so fast.
Oh,
like
it
that.
Did.
Yeah.
That was she was
it's
doing.
Like, oh my gosh, I got a foul ball. And they're like, oh my, whoa, where did you come from, lady?
Yeah.
Hey, calm down.
But I condone him not wanting to go toe-to-toe with this woman. Because again, if somebody bangs into her or whatever, you don't want all that stuff. That
it takes one
but
false
you,
move.
But you just can't give up the ball to this woman.
No.
It's that simple. I don't care what happens here.
Yeah,
and,
I agree.
And if you go back to security, they're going to try to work something out. I would say to them, give her another ball. Have somebody sign it. Mm-hmm. That's what should have happened. The players would have signed a ball. Give it to her. You don't think they would have?
No, not after that output.
Well, if the Marlins want to pacify everybody, but the kid gets to keep this ball. That's what I think is the main thing.
Yeah, I don't think she would have accepted that. Even
okay,
it's not the ball she was entitled to. It's just another ball.
Well, by that point, though, they got to tell her you can't go and bother this guy anymore. Otherwise, you're out.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I agree. Yeah.
It wasn't an unfriendly environment that he had, where he was under enormous pressure. I think.
Yeah.
I think the pressure is to take over DJ and Luke and take that ball out of their glove. Oh my God. All right. 855-839-1210. You get on board. Again, we're waiting to see, too, what happens with Jalen Carter. Listening to WIP a little bit earlier today, they think something could come down today. Probably a fine. Ray Dittinger thinks not another game suspension. And I'm not somebody, Henry, that thinks, and I know this is a no-no, that Lamar Jackson should be suspended either. I mean, the guy touched him first.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He touched DeAndre Hopkins. Yeah. DeAndre Hopkins thought it was one of his teammates, and then he touched Lamar, and Lamar's like, wait,
yeah,
this guy is
if you push a guy, you're all right. Now, if you punched him out, then you can't do that.
No.
You know, you can't jump into the stands either. Pretty tough loss, too. My God.
Oh, brutal. Yeah,
brutal
as brutal gets.
All right. 855-839-1210. Everett in King of Prussia on Talk Radio 1210. Edward, welcome in. Hi.
Yeah, hey, how are you, Dom?
Good, Edward.
Hey, I want to talk about President Trump canceled the big ceremony at West Point for Tom Hanks, who, as you probably know, has done a ton of work for veteran groups. Don't you think that's a bit rich of President Bonespur, who
You know what? If you want to come on here and just straight up tell me what you object to, rather than masquerading it with the Bonespur president, etc. All right, I got to look at the Tom Cruise case there. And I think he has done things for veterans. I'm not sure what the objection is to answer that. And you had a good one. I'll put him down for Captain Kirk. Okay. Alan in Hamilton on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Alan, welcome in.
Yeah, I thought of from 1956, the Forbidden Planet, Robbie the Robot.
Why that one?
The robot was later used in other films.
Okay.
And it gave us the first imprint of a mechanical man. It was
All right. Thanks, Alan. Thanks for starting us off. Star Trek Day today hit us with that all-time sci-fi character. 855-839-1210. You get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push #1210. Hey, it's so important to make sure that our families have the essentials, food, shelter, and of course, pure, clean drinking water. There's a lot of news about drinking water these days. Just do what I did. Count on Martin Water Conditioning to secure your family's drinking water. We've told you about Martin for years. The great service, it's the Kinetico system. It removes all impurities from your water. So what comes out of that tap is crystal clear, all natural water. Best tasting water ever, provides peace of mind knowing that your family's water is pure and clean. The Martin Water Conditioning family, passionate about water. I've told you about our guy, Dwayne, who's been at the house several times. It's immaculate what they do, first of all. And they're putting 46 years of experience to work for you. Attention to detail, just fantastic. It all comes to that big moment when they test your water. They love showing you the before and after. It's thrilling to see the difference. Get that free water test. Contact Martin Water Conditioning today. They'll take great care of you. MartinWater.com or call 800-887-7555. 800-887-7555. Tell them Dom Giordano sent you. All right, Dom Giordano show. watching this on Fox News, big poll out. Only 6% of Gen Z women who voted for Harris say that marriage and kids are attributes of success. Now, if they wanted to say career, 51% did. Okay. But wouldn't you have to say those two things are attributes of success, even if they're farther down the line on your list? Only 6% even included them that voted for Kamala Harris of Gen Z women. I don't have the whole list. I'm doing this on the fly. Fulfilling career, top choice for successful life. Okay. I don't think that's, you know, outrageous, but only 6% saw having marriage and kids as any kind of metric whatsoever of success. Wow, that's a little bit difficult. That's a disconnect, but I think it follows pretty clearly. And yet, Harris still wasn't able to pull enough of these women over the line to defeat Trump. By the way, I mentioned President Trump at Museum of the Bible today, and one of the geniuses of what they do is they make a promise, then they check the box when they fulfill it. They just released 100 things that President Trump, I guess they could have put 1,000 down. They had this ready to go. 100, top 100 victories for people of faith. It's a long list, a lot of stuff, and some of it are small things, but a lot of it, he has been in the forefront of fighting anti-Christian bias, anti-Semitism, up and down the line. For people of faith, you can document it. Put him up against Obama. Put him up against Biden. Where's the emphasis on Biden, the people of faith, even though he's, you know, put down as this devoted Catholic? It's not there. It's not going to be there. Democrats can't match that. It's just another issue where it would seem to be a layup. Why can't they match it? Because their base doesn't believe in it. Their base doesn't want that. They don't want to say it because there can be enough backlash if you even start to put your mind to that. Could they come up with 100 things they've done for people of faith? Secure more abortions? Where are they going to go in this stuff? Scott Jennings has hit it better than anybody. These are 80-20, rapidly 90-10 positions. Trump and his administration should have an office of this, the 90-10 office. Sink into it, fire away on it, dare Democrats to push back. They can't. They won't. And you're saying, are they stupid? No, they know that their base objects to a lot of this stuff, and that's what they're afraid of. And they may not agree with it either. But they can't even pretend. All right, we're going to talk with the head of Boys Latin, great charter school in Philadelphia, built upon the foundation of classic education. But also, when SEPTA was causing pain, their attendance and their non-lateness records went up. How in the world did they do that? How did you? And they rely on SEPTA. How do they make that work? Straight ahead with Dom. Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.